in the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand and aching in my heart and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved ones so. It is the early morning. Last night was a fun night. Oh, we had some fun. This is what we did. We've been getting together with our group for 15, 16, maybe 17 years now. A few times every year. Dinner party at someone's house. And we've been trying to mix it up. So last night, we thought we would do something different. And what it was a trip to a local restaurant, high-class restaurant, and you sit around and you watch the chef cook. You got yourself a little book that rhymes, and you take notes if you want to. Everyone starts off taking notes, but then by minute 15, we assign somebody to take notes. But it's really neat. The chef goes into his thought process step-by-step on many of the dishes, you know, how to choose the meat, what to look for, prep, the special little tricks that he uses. You get to see somebody who is a well-known chef. His name was Terry. Go through the process and what they do at this restaurant. He talked about how they cook the noodles and how it's made to order, so they don't do things ahead of time. And even so, we know ahead of time what's being cooked, but because he went to some place called the Superstore earlier that day, he saw some lamb ribs on sale, and he says they go on sale quite a bit, and they were special New Zealand type, New Zealand cut, which means that the I think the spine is out of it, which is really sounds horrible if you're not a person who fools around in the kitchen too much. But he went right from the fresh cut of meat to telling us how he's going to do it. And then he brought it out, and it was a very fast prepared. This particular portion was very quickly prepared. And all we needed is a special steak sauce, a little bit of wine mixed in with the steak sauce to, I guess, change the texture of it. And then he cooked it on the grill. I don't know what you want to say. Fried it, whatever. Broiled it. No, not broiled it. See, I'm obviously not a cook. And it tasted so good. So that's something I'm going to try. But the meal was fantastic. He did this thing with the ham, which was really interesting. And I don't know about you, but I'm not a huge ham lover. I'll eat it when it's presented, not in big portions. Never go out of my way to buy ham. But this was interesting because he called it country-style ham, which means it's totally raw. Most of the ham that you end up buying is ham that's already cooked. Well, this isn't. And what he did, he said he boiled it for 3 hours. Till it got to, I think it was 140 degrees or 170. I guess that's a very important thing to know exactly. But you measured it with a thermometer, of course, one of those meat thermometers. And he boiled it for 3 hours. And then he just glazed it with, I think, oh boy, Dijon mustard. I don't know, a little bit of lemon or something like that. I'd have to, if you are interested, let me know, but I'd have to find out. It is written down somewhere. And it was so good. It wasn't that strong, hammy taste. It's hard to explain, but it was deliciously cooked ham. And that was the trick. And the ham came wrapped in this sort of like a fishnet thing, like a hairnet, to keep it together, because if you were to boil it by itself, it would just fall apart. Really good. And you cook that, you got yourself a ton of meat for a week, I'm sure. You could put it into soup. But anyway, we go through the dishes, I'm going to turn my signal off here. We go through the dishes, and at the end, we're sampling as we go. And then we all go to the room. We have sit in this big table. And then when he wraps up the food, he ends up calling us in. And we go up for a buffet style. Just load up our plates. And we bring it to the back. And we devour. We had a little bit of appetizer with pasta. The wine was free all night long. The only unfortunate thing is that these classes are only offered on Monday nights. And everybody's got to work on Tuesday. And I'm one of them. I'm going to work right now. Just like I did in the White House. Anyway. First day of work. We would have stayed until the wee hours of the morning. It would have stayed until the wee hours. The wee. But we all left around 9:45. Because we all got to work. You know, what are you going to do? The days are going by. So that is something that we may look into doing again. So they got different themes. I don't know exactly what the theme was last night. But we looked on the cooking calendar. And the next ones that we're interested in is, I think, A Tour of the World, it's called. And then there's Italy versus Portugal. Wow, it sounds like a European Cup game. But no, it's a cooking off of the foods of Portugal and Italy. And it's quite funny because we have in our group Portuguese people and Italian people. And in fact, one of the couples is a Portuguese-Italian couple. The girl, she's Portuguese, he's Italian. Boy, those Portuguese, they're fiery people, fiery. I asked her, what kind of foods do Portuguese make? I know it's not Portuguese, that's a joke. Says, oh, we're into fish. Oh, all right. Okay, this is Alberto saying arrivederci, my friend. See that? The culture? I go one night cooking, and my culture is just top to the rim, overflowing. Okay, ciao. I did it again.